Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Okay, I think y'all about ready for another episode of Monstrous Radio Live. Tonight is Karma Cafe. It's the only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve around this motherfucker. So welcome to the show, Karma Cafe. I am DJ E Monster, and this right here is Miss Unbelievable. How you feeling tonight, mama? Hello.
Hello. I'm feeling amazing. And how are you, DJ E-Monster?
I'm feeling good. I don't have much to vent about, but I think some of the things we're going to end up talking about, whether it be who's bumping who's getting fat, who knows who may call in tonight. As you know, this is live interactive radio. There are no scripts. Ain't no telling what could happen. But yes, I am ready tonight for Karma Cafe, where we're trying to help you not get 30 days. Call in and vent. 424-243-9649. Press 1. We open up the lines. We'll get to you in the order that your call has been received. So, all right, what's some of the things we got going on later on tonight?
We got the weather, of course. We got some who's up and who's getting fat. And we got some a topic. Yeah. Okay. We got some topics for you.
Yeah, sounds like we got a full show for you guys tonight. So go ahead, kick back, relax, do what you got to do to get your woo-saw on. Get egg, but don't hurt nobody. I'm just saying, don't get 30 days. So, all right, let's see. Up first, I got a guy coming up real strong. He goes by the name of Flawless. This is called To the Side, Monstrous Radio, online radio with the roar. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to play the clean version because he said a couple words that we don't say around here. Get egg, we old school. At least we trying to be. Flawless. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. We live, y'all. Hit us up, 424-243-9649. Hit us up. We ready. Karma Cafe.
Getting money in my set aside. When I gotta hit it from the side. Run it up and put a little to the side. I'm to the side. Getting money in my to the side. Keep in touch. I think I've seen enough. I've been drinking, eating stuff. Sipping liquor with my getting loaded like a bus. Give me Gucci, give me Louis. Now I'm loaded for the buzz. Never gave a probably never ever will. I've been getting to the money, searching for a record deal. They can hate, but don't play. Boy, you know I'm packing steel. Got the skill, pay the bill. And my vacuum seal. To the side. Keep getting money in my to the side. When I gotta hit it from the side, run it up and put a little to the side. I'm to the side.
Look,
to
you
the
know
side.
I steady hustling, I stack it to the sky. Doing grown things with your lady, am I right? She wanna ride all night, I told her that's alright. I'm getting high, pilot can't control this flight. I'm taking flights to the west side, we land tonight. Being broke was wrong, we had to get it right. Told her she get left if she can't get it right. Out of mind, out of sight. See, I that turn that 2 to a 4, that 4 to an 8, that 8 to a 16. Drop that scale, broke it down to all grams, they like you. Me. Probably be moving it quickly, running some with a hear me. Probably be thinking that the picture the way that she throw me that kid
to the side. Getting money in my to the side. When I gotta hit it from the side, run it up and put a little to the side. I'm to the side, to the side. And then I'm smoking and my eyes are getting low, getting blue, getting blazed, and don't got nowhere to go. Get the homies on the line, if you with it, we can roll. Let the liquor take control, lose control, hit the scene. Turn up every night with the women on the beam. Probably stop at dreams, throw some ones with the team. This was all a dream, now I wake up and it's real. From all of the L's that I took to get a deal, this wasn't real, vows to never squeal. Simple. Show me that's just how I feel. Just to say 100, you is funny. Just don't hit my line if it ain't about the money.
To the side,
getting money in my to the side. When I gotta hit it from the side, run it up and put a little to the side. I'm to the side, to the side.
Getting money in my to the side. When I gotta hit it from the side, run it up and put a little to the side. I'm
Yeah, Monstrous Radio, Comic Cafe, thank you for tuning in, and try not to get 30 days because you're going to vent with us or just listen to the music and woosah, you dig? So big shout out to everybody that's listening to the archive show. I know it's live right now, but tomorrow somebody's going to listen and they're going to hear. Thank you for listening to the archive. Yeah, you get it. You get it. So it's unbelievable. What's good with the weather and what's going on? Is it beautiful out there or is it just ugly?
You know, it's beautiful. We got Los Angeles sitting at 66, Kansas City 45, Miami 80, Minneapolis 38, whoop whoop, London's night skies 38, Paris night skies is 40, Atlanta is 55, and New York is 39. Dallas is 40, so we got some nice weather out there. It's nice cuddling. Whoop whoop, come on over here. And don't get 30 days, but work it on out.
Right, right. We gonna, you got a problem, we going to hood solve them. You dig?
We going to hood solve them. We the monster doctors.
So, all right, so we do have our Who's Fucking Who, Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle. What are some of the topics that we going to run over coming up a little bit just so people can marinate? And believe me, if you people have any updates, we is like the hood TMZ around here. If you have any updates, make sure you call us up and let us know what's going on with the stars and the entertainment that's going on in your neck of the woods. So, what are some of the things we're going to talk about in tonight's episode?
All right, we got some secret weddings. We got some hair issues. We got some arrests. We got some threats. And we got some breakups. And we got some customer service people going crazy. And then we got some baby news.
Okay. So, all right. That's going to be our Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. Again, if you got any information on any entertainment news in your neck of the woods, make sure you let us know. And don't forget, you can connect with us on Facebook at The Monstars, T-H-E-M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z. You can also follow up with us more at monsterusradio.com. But for now, we're going to get back into this woo-saw music. It's not about dancing, y'all. It's about you listening to the words. And when you hear, listening to the words and releasing the stress. And remember, when you hear the cuss words, say them out loud. It'll make you feel good. So check it out. This is Coffee Black. This is his track called Best Life right here on Monsters Radio Comic Cafe. Let's go ahead and get it. I think he got a drop for us. Let's see what it sounds like.
Yo, this Coffee Black. Living my best life. DJ E Monster, we living with best life. I got money lasting through my whole life. Hey, yo, everybody live their best life with DJ E Monster.
Living my best life.
We gotta get me
unbelievable. I'm doing shit everybody wanna do and they like.
I love my fans, fuck them haters and all low-life. Living my best life, living my best life, living my best life. Don't look at the tag, I'm cashing out, don't care about the price. All over the world, catching flight, I'm high as a kite. I'm enjoying my life, I don't even dance, and yeah, I'm hype. I became wealth, I believe in myself, ain't nobody help. I still leave myself, I ain't follow no one else. I know I'm hurt feeling, ain't nobody care how I felt. I'm feeling myself, Gucci scarf, Gucci belt. Everything I want, I try, don't have no fantasies. I'm in a foreign country living luxury. Everybody wanna know where I'm at and where I be. I retire from the game, I do shit honestly. Living my best life, living my best life, living my best life. I got money that lasts me through my whole life. I'm doing shit everybody wanna do in daylight. I love my fans, fuck them haters and all low life. Living my best life, living my best life, living my best life. Don't look at the tag, I'm cashing out, don't care about the price. All over the world, catching flight, I'm high as a kite. I'm enjoying my life, I don't even dance, and yeah, I'm hype. I'm inspired by me, ain't nobody here, I'm trying to impress. You don't find no nigga like me, yeah, I define success. You got a problem with me, I'm a nigga, get it off your chest. Yeah, yeah, I know I'm blessed, I don't have no stress. I'm living my best life, living my life like a star in the movie. These bitches break when they do, they hope I choose them. While y'all fighting, I'm out of my business and the ship cruising. They say I'm rude, they call me bougie. Living my best life, living my best life, living my best life. I got money that lasts me through my whole life. I'm doing shit everybody wanna do in daylight. I love my fans, fuck them haters and all low life. Living my best life, living my best life, living my best life. Don't look at the tag, I'm cashing out, don't care about the price. All over the world, catching flight, I'm high as a kite. I'm enjoying my life, I don't even dance, and yeah, I'm hype. All I got to say, yeah, yeah, I made it. Everything I asked for manifested. Haters mad, I see it in their faces. Don't run up on me, I'ma show you I'm gangster. I don't give a fuck, I'm living it up. I ain't looking down, I'm looking up. I'm fresh and clean, when I step out, I'm fucking it up. So what up? I'm living. Yeah, my best life. My best life. Hey. I'm living. My best life. My best life. Yo.
Monstrous Radio, Carmen Cafe, Wusa Music, Kathy Black. Okay, let's see. I got J-Man coming up next. Let's see. I think I'm going to open up the lines right after that. I think we'll be running out of time. So stick with us, Monstrous Radio Live, Wusa Music. Remember, you don't want to get 30 days.
Southside. What's up, Westside, what's up, Chi-Town, you know it's going down, Southside, what's up, Westside, what's up, Chi-Town, you know it's going down. Come and chill with me in this 50 gin. You ever been to Conchic? Louis Vuitton, Don shit. Ball when we bowl, Louis Vuitton, Brunswick. Nothing on the regular, the only thing that's regular. Nickname special, she ain't nothing regular. She know I like it, but I just can't put a ring on it. Then she let me put my thing on it. I swear it's so bad it made a nigga fake on it. Got me calling up the radio, I play my jam.
Just a print. You wanna see a player, let a Mac represent. You messing with them lanes, whooping what they fist to get. I got my angel wings, fresh, yes, expensive kicks. It ain't tricking if you got it now, baby, benefits. I'm looking so cold, pockets so swole. Running from the po-po's, head me up like no doughs. And I got my rose gold, falling like rose bow. Old school mo-mos, folks in the mo-no. Baby, I'm a flick, shine, slick like solo. In a Cadillac, and I snap like fo-sho. Jealous ass nigga, almost hit a head of no bro. I swear to God, he ain't finna hit her no more. And she glad, she ain't know a Cadillac could ever move this fast. Ride down King Drive, now she's free at last. I'm gone.
Most shots of Patron, and I know you don't usually blow, but I got a little Phil Jackson to put us in the zone. Really though, I just met your girlfriend through really though, and now that she's gone, let me tell you what I really got. A little Cheryl Lynn and some Julio, and girl, it's going down. Now somebody play my jam.
Know I got my link and my black mink on, mink on. Hollin' at shorty, cause we gotta get up tonight. It's going down, down, down. And we back in the bar, tryin' to get a drink on, drink on. Know I got my link and my black mink on, mink on. Hollin' at shorty, cause we gotta get up.
Yeah. Woo, shy. Let them problems from 2018 stay in 2018. I'm just saying, if you can, amend some old, broken relationships, whether it be friendships or whatever, if you can, because I know sometimes people do things you can never come back from. But if it's not that serious, just ask yourself, are you mad or are you hurt by the situation? And hopefully you can push through it. But yeah, let's go into 2019 a little bit different than we did before. Get it?
Okay, I love but I amended. Okay, can I just comment? I love that, but I ain't mending nothing. Whatever I left in 2018, it's going to be in 2018. I ain't bringing no mending, no scissors, no glue, no stitches, none of that. If I left you there, I'm going to keep you there because evidently we weren't made to, like, make up because we had all the time in 2018. If we didn't take care of it then, we're not going to take care of it. I'm going to just leave you there, but I'm going to respect you where you are. But I ain't mending nothing. That's probably sounding really petty right now. But seriously, there was a reason why we fell out and we didn't decide. But I'm going to just leave you where you are.
Right. No, that's not really petty. That's just monstrous truth. You know what I mean? For some people, that's just what it is. You know what I mean? Hey, if because, you know, I see a lot of things that, like, a lot of memes that pop out. Some of them are very inspirational, you know what I mean? Like, but I did see one, I think it said, what did it say? Oh, damn. Oh, fuck. I'll try to remember and get it together here in just a little bit. But it was a really good one, and it touched on what you were saying. You know what I mean? I think it was saying something if you was with me, something about being a friend. But if we're not friends now, you wasn't really a friend anyway. You was just hating, waiting for your chance or something like that. And it's real. You know what I mean? Everything, every meme does not apply to everybody's life. I think that's one part where people get it twisted. Yeah, it is. It really only applies to them people that you see that get salty in their comments, that come back and be like, well, why? Okay, obviously you've been through this. Somebody's hit a nerve with you.
Honestly. Right.
But, you know what I mean? But yes, I can feel that. You know what I mean? And honestly, I think no comment is a wrong comment. Honestly. Because if that's your opinion, that's your opinion. There's no wrong opinion. Yeah, I mean, opinions can change. But at that moment, if that's your opinion, that's not a wrong answer. That's not petty. That's just how you feel. Who's petty is the motherfucker that made you feel like that. Hello, my bad, my bad, my bad.
True, true. But, I mean, I don't have, like, nobody, like, beefing with or have issues with. I just know that sometimes you just got to let your past stay in the past and then live your present and then pray that your future don't have that past, you know, the past thoughts and the past things that caused you to have to let them go. And maybe you, and then you can concentrate on your present, which is putting you at peace while they're not there. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I'm okay with leaving you where you are, but not if you catch up and you're a different person, I may can be like, cool, you know, I can respect you. Probably won't trust you, but I can respect you. You know, I'm not going to talk about you. I ain't going to badmouth you or none of that, but I can respect that we ain't where we was, but I ain't going to disrespect you either. Or nor am I going to put you in my inner circle anymore. I know better now. Because to know better is to do better. So.
Right. Right. I think I've seen a meme on that. It was by a great woman by the name of Maya Angelou. I believe that's who it was. It said, when a person shows you who they are the first time, believe them.
Yeah.
This might be a little too deep for some of y'all, but she said, when somebody shows you who they are the first time, believe them. That's real.
Not meaning they can't change. Not meaning that God can't save them and, you know, they can change. But who they are as their character, believe that. Believe that. Now, they can change, but, man, you really have, they really have to show you, actions have to show you more than just their words, I guess. You know, and it is, this can't be a one action wonder. It's got to be a continuing thing. So, I mean, yeah, sometimes it's just better to leave things as they are than as you want them.
Right. Okay. So, I do got another track for you guys, and when we come back, we'll get into our who's bumping who, who's getting fat, and that's the time that we open up the lines for tonight. Let's see here. I got
did you
a
want
new
me
artist.
To, yeah, you got new artist. Did you want me to tell them the topic right quick? Why you, our topic for tonight, so they can marinate on that one?
Sounds more like you're asking me, can you give them the topic so they can marinate on it?
No, because I'm like, you was giving the who's up and who, I mean, you was getting the introduction, so I know I interrupted. That's why I was like, do you want to do it right now or you want to do it after we drop the song? That was the question. My bad. Cause
it's all right. You already interrupted. Why don't you just go on ahead and do it?
Dang. Right? My bad, dog. I'm sorry.
It ain't your bag. Just go and do it. We're not doing it?
Woo! We're not doing it. Go ahead, play the. No.
Kobe, check.
Let me just check my wrist. Watch been saying we lit. Need to go check your bitch. Starting all over my clip. Nigga, my team been winning. Got fight, really need six. My niggas putting up jumpers. Y'all niggas throwing up bricks. Let me just check my wrist. Watch been saying we lit. Need to go check your bitch. Starting all over my clip. Been winning. Got five rings, need six. My niggas spitting up jumpers. Y'all niggas throwing up bricks. Let me just check my fit. H&M swag that hit. Check. I done got a brand new bitch. Melanoid nigga that mix. Check. All my young niggas scores. Yours ain't getting no tick. Check. All my niggas take hoes. And all of y'all niggas take dick. Pause. A lot of y'all do it for the gram. We just tryna stay up at the mix. I be posted on the south side. About to slide down to the six. Retro road blind at the flat shows. We just want the cake like fat hoes. Trash and we swing like back toes. End up with a flat nose. This is what you ask for. Ooh, sweeping all the haters like Sandman. Niggas got the trees for my man's man. Say the ship is shipping it from San Fran. Tapping all these songs like man's hands. We just ring chasing like Bron James. But I'm the black mama of the
the damn game. Never touch a chick cause I'm whole chain. I can split my wrist from the damn pain. But I'ma keep it jiggy, no Will Smith. Mikey on the corner with the 4-5. He ain't scared to pull it, got a coach crib. Burning back woods, got a whole zip. I can see you hating from the sideline. Pussy niggas pay a dub for the club line. Go charge a bitch a fee if she waste time. I'ma pull it with a D for a whole spine. Let me just check my wrist. Watchmen say we lit. Need to go check your bitch. Got all over my clique. Nigga, my team been winning. Got 5 rings, need 6. My niggas putting up jumpers. Y'all niggas throwing up bricks. Let me just check my wrist. Watch me say we lit. Need to go check your bitch. Got all over my clique. Nigga, my team been winning. Got 5 rings, need 6. My niggas putting up jumpers. Y'all niggas throwing up bricks.
Okay, woosah, woosah, woosah. So, all right, we'll bring it back. We got DJ Imas. I think that's my name. It's unbelievable. So, all right, we got a couple people over here waiting to get on the line. Looks like we got Jay Dirty. And, oh, shit, is that Kelly Girl? Oh, shit, y'all need to. I'm going to have to do a West Side check to get in over there. So, all right, so what do we got going on with this other topic so we can let them know? Let them marinate a little bit, and then we'll get into the who's bumping, who's getting fat.
Okay, we talked about this yesterday on a wet Wednesday at the end. So archive it, listen to the show. It was a great show. What's more important to you, the bonds or the title in a relationship? And I got some Facebook comments to read tonight and stuff for us to talk about. Bonds or title in a relationship. What's more important?
Okay, that one can get funky. Oh my goodness! let's see. And also, don't forget to like, comment, and share on our link on our episode for tonight, so you know your friends can find out what's going on, so they can be like, "Wow, I didn't know you'd be listening to that crazy ass show." So, all right, what do we got in our entertainment news for tonight? What's going down?
What's going down? Okay, I'm going to start off with R. Kelly. His surviving R. Kelly is on Lifetime as we speak. The Lifetime document will air. Lifetime's Not Afraid of R. Kelly is going to air, which is on right now. We broke the story about R. Kelly's lawyers claiming to sue Lifetime if they don't stop and not show the TV series. R. Kelly's people was saying that this is defamation of character, and with new allegations, sexual, mental, and physical abuse against the women, the Sinker is calling it BS. The girls are lying, and regardless, it seems the public will get to watch and decide for themselves and let the lawyers figure out the rest.
So they sent a cease and desist, huh?
Yes, they did. It didn't work. Good. Lifetime said, we don't care. We gonna play it. And as we speak, it is playing on Lifetime right now. And Wendy Williams is one of the producers. Her company is one of the producing one of the producers and backing of it, and they reached out to Lady Gaga and Jay-Z and all them who has worked with R. Kelly, and they denied being on the show. They did not want to appear. But so far, who I've seen on it, because I am watching it, John Legend has appeared, and a couple other people has appeared on it. His brothers are speaking right now, talking about their childhood and the molestation that has went on in their family with him and R. Kelly. And R. Kelly saying that he was exposed to sex at a young age, and it has caused him to be the way he is.
Right, right. Okay.
That's another topic. Yeah.
All right.
We got Toni Braxton and Birdman breakup. It looks like things are a wrap between the two artists who struggled to set a wedding date. Toni Braxton and Birdman are both seemingly single after succumbing to their social media pages and saying that they are done. The songstress, who have been dating the Cash Money mogul since 2016, also posted a picture capturing. Starting a new chapter isn't always easy, but always choose to be chosen. Choose to a new year. Birdman since posted it's over in his Instagram story. Prior to their possible breakup, Tony told Wendy Williams that Birdman gave her a deadline for their cash money matrimony and implored that she should set a wedding date before the end of 2018. She blamed Braxton's Family Values filming for continuously interrupting their plans. She says, "We almost had a date. Well, we had 2 dates, but we were doing Braxton's Family Values, and we were going through a little drama, and I was like, okay, the wedding is a good thing to get all of us sisters together, but I couldn't get us all together," said Tony. In November, Tony lost her Birdman engagement ring and checked luggage on a Delta Airlines flight. Do you think that Birdman and Tony would last in a relationship?
I'm trying to figure out what I want to say. So I might have just had to plead the fifth on it because I don't know how to say it and not put no respect on it. I just don't know how to do it. I just want to say, like, this is something I don't think people be thinking about when they get into relationships. And this is not really particular to them, but just bear with me. When you go into a relationship with somebody that has a certain type of a reputation, now y'all break up. You trying to date somebody else. I think some of y'all getting where I'm going. Let's put it like this. How hard is it going to be for Toni Braxton to find and get another relationship after she done dated Birdman? I'm just saying, you know the motherfucker a little crazy. You know Birdman really call, and motherfuckers coming. You dig? I'm just saying. So, how long is it going? That's the real question. How long is it going to be before Tony end up in another relationship? And does that happen vice versa? I mean, what if Birdman tried to get in a relationship and Tony's like, no. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't think people think about this when they go into these big publicity relationships. Some of y'all don't think about it when y'all go down to that little 2-bit bar down the corner from around y'all house. You dig? Fuck around with the motherfucking baller. Didn't realize his ass was crazy. Now, nobody else in the city want to fuck with your ass. I'm just saying. Kind of cafe. Something to think about. Turn that drama into your life. My bad.
Or you can see it as opposites attract, and that you can choose different people that you wouldn't think would connect together, and they connected, and they lasted that long to say the differences. You can get past someone else's differences by looks and stigma and thoughts and ideas that you have with someone that you don't know that opposites can attract and that it can last. And
Keep
your family out your business and start worrying about other folks and what they want to do and rely on your own. Yeah, that ain't good.
No, that's that old Cinderella in the movie ass shit. Opposites attract. No. Y'all motherfuckers might like each other for a hot little minute, but no, you're not supposed to fuck with a total opposite. Hell no. I'll give you an example. I'm about to lie. Look, I'm so about to lie.
Right. Right.
I'm a loyal man, you dig? I'm a loyal type man, but I don't know why, but I'm always attracted to tramps. That's my opposite, you dig? The shit never works out. I'm just saying it never works out. A loyal person with a tramp, it never works out. It just don't. Do y'all say that opposite shit attract? Okay, for a hot second, yeah, but y'all ain't supposed to link up. Y'all supposed to go about y'all motherfucking way. For real. I mean, what if you're a criminal and the person you meet is the police? Y'all gonna get in a relationship? How's that gonna end? Boop. somebody getting a knot on the forehead. I'm just saying. Somebody gonna wake up in a mysterious place. Obviously, they attract, but they not supposed to be together. Let's put it like, okay, I'll give y'all that. The opposites may attract, but y'all ain't supposed to be together. Hell no. This shit don't work. This shit don't work. Think I'm lying? Call me up right now. 424-243-9649. Matter of fact, before we go, let's check in with two people right quick, see how they feel about this opposite attract type shit. Matter of fact, let's check in with the lady first. Let's go over here to Long Beach. That's Long Beach, California, y'all. Now, she stayed in a gangster neighborhood. She got a gangster daycare. It's called Thuggin' and Buggin'. You think she got babies that be banging Pampers, other ones be banging Huggies. I'm not trying to get cut because I wear the pants.
Oh, my God.
You dig? I got to do the call so she'll let me on the porch and put them little kids away. Kelly, girl, is you at the crib? Ca-caw, ca-caw, ca-caw.
What's good? What's good? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What's good, Kelly?
Oh, nothing much. Just chilling, enjoying my last 4 days of vacation.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's going to go by quick. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We'll get to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that in just a little bit because both of y'all work at a school, and I know y'all scared as hell to go back to work, or y'all should be. Some kids going to be riled up.
yeah.
We're talking about opposites attract. I mean, do you believe that, and do you believe that, you know, it turns into an awesome, it blossoms into a great relationship?
Yes and no. Yes, I do believe in it does opposite attract, but it doesn't last.
Mm-hmm.
It never lasts. It doesn't.
Okay. Do you have a scenario? Can you give us an instance? Can you just elaborate a little bit why you feel that way?
Because too many people are in people's relationship and not minding their own business. Just because, mm-hmm. you know, opposites attract, it might be good for their relationship, but then everybody's telling you, oh, don't be with that guy or don't be with that girl or whatever, because that's not who you're attracted to. They're bad and so forth. And then you listen to other people instead of trying to work on your own relationship. It could work if you keep everybody out of your business.
I hear you on that, but I don't think that really has to do with much of how opposites attract. I mean, that just to me, that goes by the mind of a weak person. If somebody else can
okay.
influence you on how you feel about a person or how you look at another person, that's a weak-minded person. You're easily influenced. You know what I mean? You'll always have problems
right.
in your relationship if you're susceptible to that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, that's just my comment on that one. How you feel about Miss Unbelievable? Then we'll check in with Jay Dirty.
You know, I think when we just say the word opposite, that automatically tells you that we're going to be indifferent. But I always feel like we're indifferent people, period. You know, there's no one alike.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you opposite of me is what we choose to characterize as opposite. When we add other people into your relationship, of course you're going to always feel like, okay, whose voice is going to overpower a relationship? No one should be in your relationship, period. But opposites, what
mm-hmm.
makes you opposite? We're all opposite in a certain way, but it's just the characteristics and the other things that makes it different, you know, the indifference. But can you relax if you accept those person's opposites? You can. Now, if you can't accept them and you judge them by them, then no, you're going downhill. Like you said, if you date tramps, of course a loyal person ain't going to have no why would a loyal person date a tramp? All right, only way that that will work if you receive their trampness, if you accept their trampness. But if not,
well,
you know, you're not supposed to.
Totally sexy. I'm just saying. Trans drink sexy as fuck. I'm just
saying.
Like,
I'm just saying. But you're choosing that. And so you got to decide if you're going to want that for a long term. For a long term, opposites can work if you're accepting the opposite, the differences that you guys both share. Because sometimes it could be unique. Sometimes you can build on it. Sometimes it can bring a different fire into the relationship because if you're with somebody that you're the same with, it's boring. It's like you're dating each other, yourself. If you ain't
right.
got nothing opposite of nothing, something fun or nothing creative to, you know, go out and be like, ooh, I want to date him because, ooh, that's not like, ooh. I mean, sometimes there could be an energy that you could create from that too.
Right.
You just got to
well,
know.
I think date,
you
I,
just got to
well, I think dating yourself can be a good thing. You dig? Because, hey, you know where y'all want to go. Ain't no arguing on what y'all finna eat. You dig? Y'all gonna laugh at the same motherfucking jokes. You know what I mean? But opposites, I think opposites, they'll always have problems. Like I said, okay, we'll say they attract, but like I said, they ain't supposed to stay together. You know what I mean? Say, like, there's people that they call people that roll high and people that roll low. People that roll high are people that really go out, go-getters. They become entrepreneurs. They're really, they get out and they live life. People that roll low, those people that really sit comfortably. Like, you know, it's like people that get a house, just sit in the crib, don't do nothing. I don't mean like don't do nothing in a bad way, but just chill a lot. They really don't like to, you know what I mean, go out, be assertive in public, those type of things. You know what I mean? That's the type of person
like
that sits
to be
at
out
home
public.
All day on the couch. Right. Sit at home a lot on the couch, play video games, those type of things. You know what I mean? Those two people, okay, they might be attracted to each other physically, but they're so opposite that they're going to have problems. The person that rolls high is going to look back at the other person like, why don't you get up and do something? That's the one. That's usually when you see relationships where one person might, like, why don't you get a job? You know what I mean? That's the high roller, the low roller. Yeah, it started out good in the beginning, but somewhere down the line, there's going to be problems. You dig? Where if it's two low rollers, they don't give a fuck. They'll play video games all day together. They'll sit on the couch. You dig? They
but
don't give a fuck. Okay, we'll just chill
here. There's always going to be something that's going to be an issue in a relationship. I don't think that we can say, oh, my goodness, because they're the same, they're not going to get no issues. Or when you date a low roller, I mean, sometimes there's something that can balance you out. You know, sometimes you need a balance of both worlds to be balanced. I don't think that, you know, one thing is better than the other. I think really it's just what you want out of a relationship or out of that other person, period.
Okay. Well, let's go over here and check in with Jay Dirty right quick, get a breath of fresh air, see how he feel about it. You heard us talking, Jay. What you feel, bro?
Hey, if you don't mind, bro, I'm going to go ahead and start with what I first heard when I first called in, you know, which is talking about, like, the whole 2018 year and all that type of shit. I lost my grandfather, though, like a week before Thanksgiving in 2017. You dig? So the whole 2018 shit, I was, like, fucked up about that. And then my own goddamn blood family sent me to jail, you dig, in 2018 for beating up my own blood cousin, right? And then I had a partner of mine that was, like, family to me. He got caught up in a goddamn self-defense shooting in another county. Somebody tried to kill him, though, but he, but, you know what I'm saying, he did his thing. So he fighting that. He got a baby on the way. Matter of fact, he got a baby on the way this month, you dig? But now he worried about a court date coming. They talking about 12 years and shit. And I got another homeboy that's already locked up, though, you dig? He battling with drugs and shit. So my 2018 was already fucked off, you dig? So speaking on that, and what y'all was talking about, you know, with the whole opposite attract shit, like, if opposites attract, I'd be a playboy-ass motherfucker out here in these streets. That's a goddamn lie, because I'm about the opposite of every bitch I motherfucking meet. I don't do none of that. Straight up, if opposites attract, I'd be a playboy for real. You dig what I'm saying? That playboy shit happening when I was like 16, 17, though. But when I became a goddamn man, that opposite attract shit ain't flying no more, you dig? Because bitches want this certain type of shit. And I ain't going to say just bitches, like women, period, though. They want this certain type of motherfucker. I ain't him, baby. Yeah, if you deal with me, though, you're going to get tired of me quick because I don't put up with damn bullshit. I don't put up with damn back talk. I don't put up with damn mood swings. None of that. I don't put up with damn, oh, I'm on my period. I don't put up with none of that shit. Like, straight up, first damn time that a bitch make me mad, she got to leave my house. And you could ask around about me, but I do that for real. I done put bitches out. You could do that. You know, you talking about, oh, my feet tired and all that and I'm hurt. Well, you got to go home. If you ain't trying to fuck when you come to my house, yeah, you tired and all that, your feet hurt, you go home and rest and call me whenever the fuck you feel up to it. And you ain't for to hang out with me. I don't need no friends, baby. You know, I'm here to get some pussy.
Right.
If I bring you to my goddamn house, if your feet hurt when you get there, bitch, I'm going to call you a taxi. You ain't got to walk home. Yeah, but all that. You get a ride. You know, if your feet hurting, I'll pass your shoes to you, all that good. You know, somebody, yeah, all that.
Right.
A lot of women call me an asshole, but I done came to learn that that's just a damn defense mechanism that they use to make themselves not look like they ain't shit. You dig what I'm talking about? I'm cool. I know who the fuck I am, but I stand 10 toes down on my shit, though. I think all the motherfuckers that fuck with me ain't shit. You dig what I'm saying? It ain't nothing wrong with me.
Right.
I just think the world got problems, though, brother. So all that opposite attract shit, I don't buy none of that. Because, like, women got this fantasy in their head, though. Like, just matter of fact, though, a lot of dudes do, too, though. A lot of dudes got this fantasy in their head, just like the women do, though, about a certain relationship we did, get how it's supposed to go and all that. Bro, all that's false, man. The best damn relationship you're going to have is when you're dealing with a motherfucker that don't mind dying behind you. Straight up. That's it. Because life and death is a serious thing, though. So when you got a motherfucker that don't care about dying for you, you got something.
Right. Especially if they ain't been stalking you. I'm just saying.
You can't stalk me, brother. I punch bitches. You can't stalk me, though, because I will choke you out. You pull up my eye, I will choke you.
Seriously?
Yeah, I mean, I done had them problems, bro. I will choke. I choke bitches. Like, you show up in my goddamn house and you wasn't invited, ho, and you start talking shit, I'm going to choke you. Or I'm going to punch you. However far you, because, you know, bitches got big mouths and a lot of attitudes, so sometimes you got to punch them because they be getting bucked with you. They be wanting to put hands on you. All that. I put them, I ain't doing none of that shit. All these fuckboys can deal with that all they want to and just body slam a bitch. And I'm putting hands on. But if they come over there tripping, putting that little finger on my forehead and shit, I'm breaking her arm and I'm punching the bitch in the damn neck. I go to jail and sleep good and get out the next day. And I'm going to tell you what, though, that bitch won't come back to my damn house. Am I fucked up for that, E? Because I feel like sometimes, brother, people take me the wrong way. I just don't like dealing with bullshit, brother. And I feel like a lot of these women nowadays bring a lot of drama in people's lives, and I don't fuck with that shit. Like, cause one thing about me though, I punch men and women. I don't have like a gender barrier that's in front of me. Like, oh damn, my mama raised me. I don't know none of that. Cause my own mama told me that I could hit a woman if she put her hands on me. So I don't have this gender barrier that a lot of these soft ass dudes have to where a woman could act up around me and she could feel comfortable though. Like, no, you're not gonna do that. You gotta respect me. I'm the man over here. You know what I'm saying? You the woman, I'm the man. Mm-hmm. If you don't respect that, get the fuck out of my face or you finna send me to jail because I'm going to knock the shit out of you and I'm going to jail sleep heavy. Am I fucked up for that or what, though? Because I be trying to ask people, like, am I bad off of that?
Overall, globally, yeah. I mean, I don't want to laugh at the situation.
At least you're keeping it G, brother.
But sometimes... Sometimes I don't know if I'm about to lie.
You ain't got to call, brother. It's all right. I love you anyway. You ain't got to lie.
But I mean, I'm not trying to defend either side, but I do have to say, like, sometimes that there are women in some relationships where they think that when a man hits them, that's showing love. Actually met women like this because, like, you know, a lot of people come to me for advice. You dig? She's a family friend. You dig? Came to me, situation, and I'm like, y'all been going through this for years. Like, why are you doing this? I'll be honest, it was my cousin's girlfriend. You dig? She had his ass locked up. That I'm like, why are y'all going through this? And she was like, to be honest, that's how I know he loves me. Because he was trying his damnedest not to put his hands on her. Trying his damnedest. But to her, she had to entice him to hit her in order to make her feel loved. Now, I know that ain't got nothing to do with your situation, Jay Dirty. That ain't got nothing to do with your situation.
Oh, no, brother, no. I really want to applaud you on that, though, because the thing about it is, like, a lot of women do feel like that. But what people don't realize because of movies and TVs and all that, like, they think that women are just being innocent and shit when they get beat up. But a lot of the times, it's not like that. A lot of the times, the women are the aggressors. And then when a man put their hands on them, now they're the victims, and the police get called, and the brother get locked up. That is the reality of it. TV and the movie tell you something else, though. They act like bitches just get beat up for saying, hey, honey, you want some honey? Or you want some milk? No, it ain't like that, brother. In real life, bitches got big mouths. And bitches got attitudes, and they got a lot of finger pointing and poking people in the forehead and all this jumping, throwing shit in the house and trying to hit somebody. That's what is reality. And what I don't do is tolerate that type of shit. So when you got somebody that's getting beat up for just nothing, I feel bad for them women, bro, and I hate dudes that do that. But when you got a goddamn woman with a funky-ass attitude thinking she could just do whatever to a man and, yeah, he knock her the fuck out, don't come crying to me because I respect your brother to knock your fucking loud mouth out. I don't do that. You dig what I'm saying? So I know you're a little older, brother, you know what I'm saying? So I'm only 25, brother, so I know me and you probably don't see eye to eye on a lot of this shit, you know, and I respect it, you dig what I'm saying? But at the same time, though, brother, I'm one of them dudes, dog, that I was raised up, bro. Like, whoever the fuck threatened your well-being, you got to do something to them. I mean, if it's family, right. woman, and that's why I don't do relationship though, because I feel like relationships, motherfucker be trying to tell me what the fuck to do and shit like that. Like, they my mama. I don't do all that. You can't do that to me. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if you try to come around me and be in a relationship with me, and then you tell me that I can't go out on Friday, Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, because of whatever, you got me fucked off. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. You can do whatever the fuck you want. All I know is that I'm not going to go out there and cheat on you. I hope you do the same. That's my relationship. That's like my perfect relationship. Dealing with a woman that we can both do whatever the fuck we want to goddamn do. As long as we don't cheat on each other, we keep it G. I ain't trying to put no bitch on lock. I ain't trying to tell her, act like I'm their daddy and all that. Bitch, you can't go out with your little hoe at. I don't care about none of that shit, though. We still going to be able to be grown-ass people. Just don't cheat on me. Be out here fucking out. That's all the fuck I ask. Don't fuck nobody else. Don't entertain nobody else as far as a man. You know what I'm saying? That's simple.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you kind of hit it on the head when you said, like, you know, about pretty much, you know, about the age difference, the older guy versus the younger guy. Because I think it's a little different how I was. And definitely after I made this statement, we want to check in with the lady. See how she feels about it. But we were raised a little bit different. Here's an example. This is most likely, this is the reason why I am the way I am. Like, when I was a kid, right, I had an auntie. Her boyfriend used to jump on her. But back when I was younger, it was a whole different story. You dig? Once she came back and they asked her, you know what I mean? Because this is how it was back then. When you're done getting your ass beat, because we don't want to come over there and save you, we save you, then the next morning you're with him. We got uncles, we got cousins in jail now, and the next day you're with him. So when you're done, you call us. You dig? And the family comes, and we handle that shit. What happened was the ladies of the family, they put it all together. Homeboy was whatever. He jumped on her, I think, like 2 days before. Got him some lick, put his ass to sleep, threw hot spaghetti on that ass. Get it? Fellas, let him know. You come back around here again, that's your ass. But that's how I was raised. We did not let nobody hit no woman in our family. That doesn't happen. To us, when we was raised, if you was a man, unless she is like twice your size or she got a bat or a bar or some shit on your ass, you just lift her up. Take your little slaps, you lift her up and you put her outside and you close the door. That's what you do as a man. That's how you get your respect. You remain respected.
No, definitely
you
respect,
know what I mean?
Brother. Definitely respect. Yeah, definitely respect. But I mean, what if a woman put their hands on you? You know what I'm saying? I know old school people, they slap bitches too now, damn it. Don't get me wrong, though, but I know a lot of old school brothers that'll slap the hell out of bitches they put their hands on them. I know a lot of pimps do that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's like, you don't let nobody hit you, brother. I don't care if you didn't married to him, though. You got to let him know, like, that's not cool. You don't do that. You know, I'm going to slap. Whatever you do to me, I'm going to do back to you, and then I'll put you outside and lock the door. You're not just going to act crazy in here with me and then play victim when I lock you out the house. You know, check in with the ladies, bro. I know they probably pissed off at me, all the shit out of it there and talking. But, I mean, yeah, I appreciate it. I respect your situation, brother. You're an OG to me, you know, older brother. And, well, that's what it is, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, unbelievable. You hit a combo. I know we probably both about to get our head tore off, but all right, let us know from the ladies. you know what I mean? Can you address what we're talking about?
First of all, it's not right for no one to hit anyone. I don't care what gender you are. I thought my boys, because I have boys, if a woman hits you, and at any time before that time when you guys are arguing, whatever, if you can walk away, I'd rather for you to walk away than to continue to argue. If you can do that, boom. But now, if she hits you, listen, walk away the first time, okay? Talk about it. Deal with it. Okay, now, if she's abusive, if it's abusive and she beating your ass, whoop her ass and then go on out to take, you know, leave it alone. You know, and fight back. But do I condone it? Absolutely not. If you guys got to come to the point where you're hitting on each other, listen, go your separate way. Y'all don't need to be together because you're toxic. You don't want to stay in no toxic relationship, period. The first time it happened, listen, you got to see, you know, where your worth is. Both of y'all, where's your worth at? Are you worthy of someone else that's not going to abuse you? Hands down, that's abuse, period. You, both of y'all, keep your hands to yourself, because if I always tell the little girls that at my school, if y'all don't want that boy to hit you back, because they ain't raised now, were to walk away, don't hit that boy, because if that boy chooses to hit you, you hit them first. So they don't see gender. They don't see cross the lines no more. They wasn't raised not to hit. My boys don't hit no girls, but nowadays these girls just fight you thinking they a dude, and they just want to run up on you like, okay, you can't run up on nobody. They going to hit you. So for me, keep your hands to yourself, because a young man can only take so much before he whoop your tail. Not right.
I blame that on the older generation dude, though. I blame that on the older generation dudes, because they used to let women do that to them and just like grab them by the shoulders and shit. So women got comfortable, you know, with being able to do that. My generation, we not putting up with that shit, though. You did. That's why a lot of brothers is in jail right now because of that. Because the older generation let them get away with it. You did. They just shook them on the shoulders and put them outside, and police get called. Nowadays, if you hit somebody, you deserve to get whatever the fuck come behind that. You punch me in my damn face, I'm going to punch you in yours. You slap me, I'm going to slap you. You put me in a chokehold, I'm going to choke your ass, too. You dig? It's all
and
fair.
Like I said,
back in
that's
the day, they used to let
them
get away with that shit.
That's what we were taught that way, though. It was a respect thing. It was a respect that you, that's how much
that
they
wasn't
respected
respect
the women.
Then when you let women
absolutely
put their hands
it
on
was
you
a respect
that
thing.
Wasn't respect.
Because
that was not respect.
It was a thing that says, okay, I respect you as a woman because I'm more powerful than you. I know I can hurt you. Let me not hit you.
Well, she should know
but
better
girls
than who raised her.
Girls nowadays don't respect the power or the authority of that man. Period.
Exactly.
Oh, boys,
so
period. They don't see
who's
that.
These ladies?
Well, it's the next generation, because we were taught to respect a man, but still there was some those who, you know, didn't wasn't raised that way, didn't get that play. So, but it doesn't make it right either way, because in the end, when the police come and y'all both have fought, y'all both have assaulted each other, so y'all both going to jail.
Well, if you,
you
if,
see what
well,
I'm saying?
You know damn
it
well
doesn't
if a
matter
domestic
now.
Violence call get called, the man's going to jail if it's a man and a woman.
No,
though, you already know that's
not anymore.
Down.
Not
exactly.
Anymore.
And if that
not
woman has one
anymore.
Bruise on her, the man's going to jail. The man's going
not
to jail,
anymore.
Period.
It's
if
both
she got one
ways.
Bruise on
you guys are both going to jail. If he can
no,
prove
ma'am.
His bruises.
Not
yes,
in Georgia.
Yes. Well, in Minnesota.
Oh, not in Georgia.
In Minnesota.
Yeah, up here.
If y'all both can prove assault. Oh, it's going down. Y'all both going.
Well, I mean,
the,
I wouldn't
want
to send my woman to jail. I just want to let her know that shit ain't cool. I wouldn't
listen,
do that. But in Georgia,
listen,
if a woman got
keep
one
your hands
on
to yourself. Listen, keep your hands
exactly.
to yourself,
that's all
period.
I'm that's
just keep
all
your
I'm
hands
saying,
to yourself.
Like, look, yeah,
because
exactly.
you're disrespecting your man, period, once you hit. Or you're disrespecting
yeah,
that young
yeah.
man, period. You got to understand,
yeah,
but see,
I
that's,
feel like
that's,
if you put
that's
your hand
again
on your man,
teaching,
like, you don't respect him as a man.
But that's, again, teaching the respect and authority
child.
Of that man. The man has
right.
let that go, though. They have turned it into
no,
abuse,
no.
so
women
now
should
women
respect
don't
men
respect
men.
That.
No, like, women
hey,
should respect the fact that men
should.
Can kill them at any moment, though. We should. They should respect
should.
That. And men should
absolutely.
Be able to respect the fact that they shouldn't do that to a woman. But then when the woman
absolutely.
Starts getting buck wild and gangster like a man, she need to relax. I
it's
think
not
they want that
and
shit
it's
half
forgotten.
The damn time. Like, women got big mouths, and they got hella attitude
men do
on
too.
Them. And that shit might be
men
cool with
too.
A lot of dudes. Yeah, no, yeah, the feminine men got all them attitude and
no,
emotional power. They screaming
it's,
bitches
it's,
and all
it's
that.
It's the same
and
thing.
All that, but
because
real
it's
men
the way
just,
that a man should
know.
Talk to their woman for that woman not to even want to. See, because it's
I just don't
like
to argue.
Attitude. A man is going to, if you love your woman, there is no way you're going to want to hurt them in any kind of way.
That's a lie.
Period. If that woman loves that man, there's no way they're going to want to hurt their man, period.
Shit.
So you got to decipher, is it love? Is it lust? Is it make-believe?
Oh, it's love, but
come
respect
on.
Come with love, though.
Nah.
And you're going to respect
love
me. Like, if you can't respect the
love
fact that you're going to get buck with me and expect me to just sit there and
nah.
take it like I'm some soft-ass little fuck boy y'all used to dealing with, then that's your problem. I can't help that I wasn't raised like that. Nobody pushed their hands on me. Police, my mama, nobody going to hurt me, period. Dig what I'm saying? So if nobody can respect that, then we don't need to be together then, because you're used to dealing with a certain type of guy that'll let you get away with shit like that, which is why you're comfortable with getting an attitude so fast. But women that deal with me, they cool as fuck. They laid back. They cool. They don't give me them problems because they respect it, and I respect them because they respect me. You dig? It's all a respect thing with me, though. The women I deal with don't act like the rest of these. You know, they be out here wilding with their dudes and checking on them, trying to get the number of their phone and all this type of shit. Don't do that.
Calm down. There we go. Sorry.
Oh, nah, my bad, bro.
Go ahead. You can wrap up.
Oh, nah. Yeah, I was just saying, like, I know a lot of women, they want the code to their man's phone, and they trying to, the motherfucker go to the store too damn long, the bitch is nagging on, the motherfucker stay out too damn late, the bitch act like their mama when they come home, where the fuck you been? And all this, I don't do none of that shit. Like, you can't, you're not going to do me that. I'm a grown-ass man. I already got a mama. I don't need another
one.
If you're going to be my woman, you be my woman. If you're going to be my mama, then fuck you. That's how I'm living.
That's most of the time where a woman is living out of a pain or a hurt or a past relationship or a past disrespect or a past
abuse.
That's
no excuse.
That's that.
No excuse.
I'm just telling you that's where a woman's coming from. When a woman has to ask a man for their phone call or for their phone and all that, and for your phone, and for a man to do that too, there's somewhere there was a breakdown in a relationship. Me personally, I ain't got time to do all that.
Right.
You know, I ain't got to do all that.
There's women, men, and there's women.
But
there's men that act like women too. You know, that's what a lot of you guys like nowadays. Just men that act like women. Mm-hmm. You do the same thing the women do.
Doesn't make it right. Period.
Damn sure ain't right.
I think
I'm mad about
hands
it.
To yourself, and you choose who. And that's what I said. You choose who you're going to be with. You choose the energy that you're going to accept. You respect the energy that you're going to expect, and you go forth. Now, if they ain't matching that, if it's not doing what, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do in the relationship, if you're not respecting the role of that man, if you're not respecting the role of that woman, then you need to be gone. That's not for you. And you need
yes,
to make
ma'am.
Sure you're picking the right one for you. And hands down, abuse is not acceptable in any shape or form
yes,
in
ma'am.
Your relationship. If you want a successful
yes,
relationship, hey, tell her to go out your door. You don't gotta hit her. You ain't gotta exert your authority over her through your hands or through your abuse
yes,
or through your arguing. If you don't like it, boom,
right.
Close the door. Handle that. Don't call me. I'm gonna block and delete you. That's it. And then you move on to those
yes,
ones who will treat you like the king that you are. And then you ain't gotta resort to violence, and you ain't gotta resort to that. But you can't don't down the person who ain't grown to their fullest potential and live past their hurts that they had to say, okay, I have arrived, because we all have some things that we need to live through and work out before we jump into a relationship. But that's all through growing and healing. And it ain't no excuse. It's what you gotta do to get to the next level.
No, yeah, I mean, you know, it's cool to conversate about healing, you know, whatever she went through, you dig. It's cool to conversate about it, have a conversation, you dig what I'm saying? I'll talk to her all day long, you dig? But when it comes physically, I don't give a fuck what your background, what you done been through. You don't do that. If your daddy didn't teach you that shit when you was growing up, then I got to teach you now. But we could talk about all the drama you had in your past. I'm like a therapist to you, though, baby. Like, I could sit down. We could talk all day long. I give you advice. You dig what I'm saying? I'll rub your feet while you talk. We do all that shit. But if you get physical with me, when you get mad one day and try to blame it on something you had in the, you're going to get, your daddy should have been there for you to tell you that ain't cool. And your mama probably didn't know no better. She was probably the same way you were. That shit get passed down from generation to generation, though. She probably didn't have no respect for no man. You dig? So it's okay, though. Like, I can talk with a woman all day. You know, I'd be like her therapist. But if it get physical, I got no respect. I don't care what she did in the past. You don't touch nobody. I don't care what
you don't
feel.
Touch, but then you don't have to go try to be the daddy. You don't have to go try to be the one that's got to show her what it is to stop her. You just be that
if
man and be like, yo, you can't do that to me. I don't have to. You don't have to go tit for tat like you kids. You
why
think
don't
you
don't
get to do that to me again. See, you stop
why
it at the beginning
though.
Because now if you go tit for tat, you're saying, okay, you could come back. If you stop it in the beginning at the door, and say, oh, you don't get an opportunity to do no more, you can leave. You ain't got to show her that you're the man and you're going to fix this and I'm going to fix you for you hit me. You ain't got to do all that. You can be the man, shut the door and say, you
bring it.
Hey.
Okay, wrap up the
comment. I'll have to give you tit for tat. So there you go.
Overtime. All right. Well, that's our episode for tonight. If you like to give any comments on tonight, it's a little late. We're going over. But if you're listening to the archive, you definitely can leave your comments in the comments right there under the link And we'll read them next week on our next Comic Cafe, because I think this one right here can go for a while. So, all right, y'all. So if you like, enjoy the show next week, hopefully you'll call in and give us your comments and let us know your views, because around here we believe everybody's views is valid. Why? Because you walk your path and you've looked at your scenery and you came up with an opinion. So that's your opinion that belongs to you. And every opinion is valid right here on Comic Cafe, even though there are no menus and everyone will be served what you deserve. So, all right, tune in tomorrow. It's Friday Night Live. We got dance music tomorrow where we get y'all grooving and duking for the weekend. We got fashion tips. Hopefully we got some things for y'all to do tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow, Friday Night Live. It goes down. That's my night, the DJ night. So, all right, have a good night. Don't drink and drive, not because I'm in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. So, all right, y'all, I'm up out of here. Peace.
Thank you for listening. Wow.
What happened to my music? Ain't that about a bitch?
It don't want to.